Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Hosea chapter 14 and talk to you about what I think is an important principle, the principle of taking words with you when you come to God. Again, Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Let me read that to you. O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. The prophet Hosea gave us a tough book. It's not that it's so tough to understand, but when you do understand it, you see that it is full of God's strong warnings of judgment against his wayward people. Yet this last chapter of Hosea is beautiful, and it's packed with precious promises. It shows that where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. We thought that maybe the book would end with a crescendo of judgment, but instead, it overflows with grace. In the opening chapter, Hosea told Israel how to return to God. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Again, that's the opening of Hosea chapter 14. In returning to the Lord, Israel must come on God's terms, not their own. God told them to come like this. When you return to me, take words with you. I want you to return to me, not with a silent feeling in your heart, but with proper words of repentance and trust in me. When you come before the Lord, it's essential to take words with you. Now, of course, there is a place for sharing the unspeakable feelings of the heart with God, but that is not the essence of fellowship and prayer with him. The worship of God is intelligent, and God made us able to communicate ideas and feelings with words. It isn't enough to sit before the Lord and feel love towards him. Instead, take words with you. Tell God that you love him. It isn't enough to feel repentance before the Lord. No, take words with you and tell God that you repent before him. This is the same idea that Paul expressed in Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. Let me read that to you. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe with your heart that God is raising from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God commands us to communicate with him in words, not only ideas or feelings. Now, what words do we take with us? Take the words God gives you in his word. When you communicate to God in the words and ideas of Scripture, then you will find an articulate and an effective voice before God. Now, come to God asking for forgiveness and mercy. We read here in Hosea, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously. When we return to the Lord, taking words with us, we must first come humbly. We recognize our sin and our total dependence on the grace of God. You see, literally, Hosea chapter 14, verse 2 says this, for we will offer the calves of our lips. You see, since bull calves were often brought for sacrifice, the translators felt justified in putting it, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips. However, a more literal rendering shows just how plainly our words of praise, worship, confession, petition, or intercession can be a sacrifice before God. Again, we will offer the sacrifices, the calves of our lips. The idea carries on. We read here again from Hosea chapter 14, Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods. When we return to the Lord, taking words with us, we come renouncing our dependence on all other things. We recognize that the Lord and the Lord alone can make the difference in our life. Finally, returning to the Lord, recognizing his goodness, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. When we return to the Lord, taking words with us, we come declaring his greatness. We tell of what a great and merciful God we have. So come to God and take words with you. Come asking for forgiveness and mercy. Come offering a sacrifice of praise. Come renouncing dependence on anything else. And come recognizing the incredible goodness of God. Just come and come before God with words today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.